Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Moving too quickly because I want to get to Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, who is here to take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. How you doing, Mark?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm okay. Tell me what we're going to talk about today. CPI, PPI, LMNOP? What we got?
Exactly. And, you know, Tommy, it was a foregone conclusion. We saw things revving up after January was a month to behold with respect to, the economy is pulling back, but it's seasonal. The economy normally pulls back in January after the holidays and so on. And maybe that was going to continue within the first quarter, but that was wrong. Okay, so people started spending money again, February, March for sure. And then we had this inflation news that was creeping in and creeping up. So we had March numbers that were out last week. We talked about it a little bit on Friday, but the consumer price index had the sharpest rise since last September. So this is not ebbing. This is going the wrong way. Mm-hmm. The previous month in February, it was up 0.4%. And that's why I was saying coming out of January, we were looking for a weaker number. We didn't get it. That's 4.8% for the year. Annualizing these numbers, we take a monthly number and multiply it by 12, and that gives you an annual rate to talk about. So it was expected to be a little bit less, 0.3%. That was good news. Would have loved a little bit lower news than that, but it came out and it surprised Wall Street. It's at 0.4 again. So you've got at least 2 months consecutively, February and March, it's up 0.4% for the month, 4.8% for the year. The core CPI, when you take out food and energy just to see if there's fluctuation with these two items that tend to be volatile, nope, same thing. It was 0.4% in February, 0.4% in March. So what Market Watch has been doing, it would call what's a year over year. It would average in the kind of a moving average of the past 12 months. And we saw it falling toward the end of last year. And then at 3.2%, it registered in February after it had fallen from higher numbers. So the Wall Street was expecting it to go up to 3.4. And it didn't. It went up to 3.5. So we'll get to PPI in a second. So it was like this, these expectations that were built in, thinking that numbers wouldn't be smaller. They weren't. They were higher. So what happened? So, well, you get a sell-off in the Dow and S&P. The Dow lost almost 1,000 points just last week on these inflation numbers because we know what they mean. The economy is not slowing down. We had payroll numbers the previous week that were far ahead of expectations. So all this is brewing into a very robust economy, segueing into the producer price index. What's happening at the wholesale level? The numbers were supposed to come in at 0.3. That would have been a 3.6% annual rate. Came in at 0.2. That's fantastic. That's a 2.4% annual rate. Numbers that we'd like to see across the board going forward. But tell me, the month prior in February, it was up 0.6. So that was way ahead of expectations. If we average those two together, 6 and 2, 8 divided by 2 is 0.4% every month, consistent with the CPI. So it's, it's just we can't get around it right now. I think we're going to see higher rates for longer. The Fed is sitting on its hands. Larry Summers, the former Treasury Secretary, came out and said, you know what, all this conversation about when they're going to lower rates, with the numbers coming out of late, he was Obama's chief economist. He's an econ guy, was previously Harvard president. So he's kind of a vocal guy and is well known in the financial circles. He's like, what the Fed ought to do now is raise rates again. They've been sitting on it since last July. Everybody's hoping for a rate decrease. The Chicago Board Mercantile, Chicago Mercantile Exchange, they're tracking where the Fed might go. And what was supposed to be at the March meeting, a reduction, went into June and then went into July. Now it's going into September and into the fall when they might lower rates. And again, Summers is saying lower rates. The economy is too robust. You need to raise rates. Well, there was another analysis over the weekend saying, well, it's an election year. So there's a great chance they should act independently the way they are within the government and do what needs to be done. But some are saying, well, what needs to be done one way or the other, lower rates or increase rates. He's not going to do anything at least till after the election because he doesn't want to seem to be politicized. So that is what we are looking forward to. They're just going to sit on it.
And now, he being the Fed chair, not Biden.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not Biden. Right. Not Biden. So it's the housing market's backed up. The rates came up a little bit on 30-year housing, and it's now at 7.48 nationally. It's a national average. You know, Tommy, we going back to the Friday segments, and when rates had fallen in anticipation of the Fed cutting, and we got such a relief. So I've said before, last August was kind of a peak. It was about 8.3% for 30-year, and that dropped to about 6.3%. In many local markets here, for sure, we had a 6.2 a couple of weeks ago. But for people, just to encourage, you know, everybody's saying, when I'd approach somebody and saying, look, I don't know what your mortgage is. If you got a high rate last summer, now's the time to refinance and take advantage. No, I'm waiting for the rates to go lower. And it goes to show how quickly some of the economic numbers can shift, and it kicks it back up, and you pay in too much, and you lost some of an opportunity to really lower that 30-year rate that you made only, you know, 6 months earlier. For the next 29 and a half years, you could have a much lower rate and would mean something material to your budget. And with all of those things happening, I just keep hearing from people, well, you know, the refinancing is too complicated and I don't know what I'm doing. And no, I'm, you know, kick the can down the road and maybe next week. But at the same time, they're saying this inflation has got me by the throat. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for ways to save a little money in my budget. And it's so much of the what mortgages have done, which it can be a variable rate, but they've been refinancing up as the Fed was raising rates. And the other big killer, you and I have said 1,000 times, is the credit card rates. Now at high double digits, high for that product, approaching 30. There are alternatives to that. So while we're not to get a lot of rate relief, if you can move some money around and see where there are opportunities, pockets of opportunity, I mean, it's going to mean serious savings for many people.
But how do you – boy, I'm confused. First of all, let me take a step back before we go to mortgage rates, because if the Fed chair – doesn't do something out of fear of it being viewed politically, well, then it is being done politically. It would seem as though he should ignore all of that and just do what the numbers dictate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, that's why they're separate. They're not separate of the government. They're separate within the government. And you're right. That's why they got that independence, why the construct of the Fed decided back in 1913, it's like you all need to do what you need to do, and you got the mandate to have inflation low and to protect the value of the dollar. So he should make a move, and I think he's not. Though that was some of the analysis that was coming out. It's like, well, with the numbers that keep coming out that are on the upswing and the year over year numbers that are on the upswing, and it's okay, you waited and you wanted to see what was happening. And you keep mentioning, meaning them, they keep saying, well, it's data dependent. We're watching everything very closely and what the data says, and we can react to that. It's saying it's on the upswing again. And what do we need? You know, it's the year over year went from 3.2 to 3.5 in 2 months. Mm-hmm. So you add a couple of other high numbers in there. We had 4.8% numbers that we added in this past month. So the other ones were diluted down. What we're really seeing is overall inflation at a consumer level, the better part of 5% right now.
You know, we're going to have to do maybe Friday, Mark, as you talk about interest rates and time to refinance. And I know, I'm sure you have calculators about this at jeffersonfinancial.org. About when is the right time to pull the trigger on refinancing? And it's not, you can refinance more than one time. Of course, there is like a scale, I guess, where it's worth to do it and it's worth not to do it. Maybe we can talk about that Friday.
Sure.
Help people with
That'd be a good topic.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Sir.
Appreciate the information as always. And
thank you.
You bet. And have a good week. We'll talk to you Friday when we help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Between now and then, if you go to jeffersonfinancial.org, right in the middle of the page, you'll see a tab for calculators. You can click on that and feel free to browse and click and add numbers. No cost, no obligation. You're not going to mess anything up, but it will provide you some information. 754, 6 till 8, traffic now, WWL.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.